Confidential. Headquarters, 69th Infantry Brigade, 25th November 1916, 23rd Division. In reply to your A252/460, dated 25th, I beg to report as follows. 1. Second Lieutenant E.S. Poole joined the 11th West Yorkshire's Regiment in May 1916, shortly before the brigade moved to the Somme. He was present at the successful action of Horseshoe Trench on 4th and 5th July, but his company was not so actively engaged as the remainder of the battalion and remained in support at Scott's Redoubt during the night 5th to the 6th, after the rest of the battalion was relieved. His conduct on this occasion was satisfactory. On 7th July, the battalion was bivouacked near Beckort Wood Chateau in the open, in heavy rain, for several hours, immediately in front of our own guns, which were firing incessantly. The noise and vibration were found to be very trying by all ranks. It is thought that this may have affected his future conduct. On the same evening, the battalion moved in the dark to Fricourt in support of the 24th Brigade. 2nd Lieutenant Poole was then present, but was reported missing the next morning. It was then thought that he had either been killed or wounded, or had lost his way in the darkness. A report was subsequently received from a field ambulance that he had been admitted with shell shock on 7th July. He did not rejoin the battalion till September, just before the brigade moved again to the Somme. He was not seriously engaged in action until the battalion moved up in support to Martinpuich on 2nd of October, 5 days prior to the capture of Le Sarre. During the time the battalion was in the trenches, underwent much hardship from the weather, the state of the trenches, and the heavy shelling. 2. The state of discipline of the battalion has been excellent throughout. It has been repeatedly in successful action at the Somme, and officers and men have behaved with much gallantry. 3. Report by Lieutenant Colonel Barker, commanding 11th West Yorkshire Regiment, is attached. Though 2nd Lieutenant Poole must have known he was avoiding action, I think his mental balance was upset, and he wandered aimlessly away rather than with any deliberate intention. Signed, R.S. Lambert, Brigadier General, commanding 69th Infantry Brigade.